Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Freddie Spencer reporting after the 2017 Austrian Grand Prix at the Red Bull Ring. Now, I never have raced at the Red Bull Ring, but I did race at the other track that was used for so many years for the Austrian Grand Prix, the Salzburg Ring. That was also a very fast circuit in its day, and still was one of the tracks that I always kind of looked forward to, even though it was a little bit dangerous, because of just the challenges that it put on from the rider's perspective, especially going up the hill, the back straightaway, and changing direction at such a high speed. You had to be so precise, so early, and putting the bike in the right position as you were changing up through fourth and fifth and sixth gear going up that hill. I can still picture it. It was also nice having the power of the Hondas during some of those years, especially like in 85. Now, I do have a couple of interesting stories about that first time that I raced at the Salzburg Ring, because it was the very first European round of the World Championship, in the World Championship European round in 1982, our first year of HRC, my first full season. We'd only raced in one round, the first race, which was in Argentina. So I show up there with my brand new motorhome. First thing, couldn't get it through the tunnel without... We ripped the ladder off the back of it. And so, such an auspicious start to my first European round in the World Championship. But anyway, we survived that, got the motorhome parked, everything was good. I woke up that first morning of the first day of practice in qualifying. I'll never forget it. It's up in the mountains. This was early in April, so you can imagine it was still cold. And I could hear... What woke me up actually was the sound of the rain on top of the motorhome. And so I got up and ate breakfast and was getting all ready. And it was about 15 minutes before practice was going to start. And the rain, which had been continuously falling, it turned to something a little harder sounding on top of the motorhome. And I had recognized it from back in Louisiana, whenever we would get sleet and even hail on the metal little part, that extent patio part on the back of my house growing up. And so the sound of that changed. And my first reaction was, as I was getting dressed, is, well, they'll call practice because, of course, we're not going to practice in this sleet or hail. And just as I finished saying that over the loudspeaker, the announcer said, Octone Fagerlager, 500 practice in 15 minutes. And it was funny, I said to Mr. Williams, who was accompanying me on the trip, a gentleman from back home who I read about in my book, and he said, well, I guess welcome to the World Championships. And that was my first memory and that I had of racing in Austria. And it was an amazing, amazing event. And the German fans, and even in countries like the German-speaking part, they speak German, it's amazing how much they love racing. And so... The track at the Red Bull Ring, when I look at it and how high speed it is, it reminds me of that. But it shouldn't seem, it isn't that simple. The track is very challenging for the riders, I believe, even in those slow first, second, third gear corners, because they're all different. And they require a different challenge to being able to judge your braking distance, as well as getting the bike slowed down and turn, not overcharge the corners, which we saw a lot over the weekend, but to get in the position to maximize your exit. Because even the power of the Ducatis, it was one thing I believe Dovizioso did so well, is him managing his entry speed and his direction change to make sure he got off the corner consistently, in many cases better than anyone else over the entire race weekend. In qualifying, he talked about that he struggled. He really didn't feel comfortable. I think there was a lot of expectation he was putting on himself and that he felt from everyone because of last year. And only won the race and Dovi didn't. And And I felt that he felt he could have won the race last year at the Red Bull Ring. And so this year there was a lot of that expectation. Haven't already won two races going into or this season, so he certainly expected to do well there. Jorge Lorenzo kind of downplayed his expectation because in the press on the day before, Rossi said this is really a place that Lorenzo should get his season turned around, and if he's going to have a chance to win, it should be here. And Lorenzo kind of downplayed that a little bit, understandably, take some of the pressure off. But I know he felt this was certainly after what they had a little practice session after the previous week's Czech Grand Prix at Brno, and he felt like that the new fairing is certainly helping him with front end stability, direction change, and certainly on exit keeping the front wheel down. So he certainly had to inside feel that he had a good chance to maybe this would be the weekend that he would get that first win on the Ducati. So going into the race, there was a lot of expectations from the Ducati camp. From the Yamaha camp, if you look at Valentino Rossi, it's been 21 races since he's won a race. So I know that he wants to get that monkey off his back. And in fact, it's, I believe, 7 races since he's had a podium. So his championship dreams for this year are certainly not looking as good as they did at the start of the season, expectation-wise. And his teammate, Maverick Vinales, after those first 3 wins, he's really not done much since then, as we've talked about in the broadcast. So he wanted to get his season turned around this week. And so from the Yamaha camp side, that was the two, I think, mindsets for them, is Vinales needed to get back up there and Rossi needed to continue doing what he's doing, which is amazing. He's doing such a great job, but he certainly would like to get a win and after being so many races. The Honda camp, I think with the results at Brno, getting the first and second, you know, they were going in feeling pretty positive about the Honda. We've talked a little bit about their struggling with acceleration off the corners, but that seems to have gotten kind of worked out a little bit, and it's probably sometimes just through the electronics, just refining that. There's only so much they can do because everyone uses the same electronics, but they can certainly kind of manage it on their bike better and work it for them, managing that wheel spin, but also not hurting acceleration off the corner. And so Mark has certainly come back strong, you know, with that win at Sachsenring, of course, and at Brno, great ride, and going into this weekend. And you really, you know, think from their standpoint, if they could just make sure Mark gets on the podium, you know, it'd be a great weekend. Qualifying, you know, was pretty good. You saw that the two Ducatis on the front row, Mark, of course, on the pole, put in an incredible lap, a great lap for him. And he's able to do that through managing his aggressive style. As I said, this racetrack doesn't really reward that type style, kind of like a Brno, but you need to be a little bit smoother. And if you can be so easily to be too aggressive on corner entry at the Red Bull Ring and hurt yourself, as I mentioned. So at the start of the race, it's exactly what I expected. I expected Lorenzo to get out front as he did and try to pull away. He had the soft rear tire on, and talking about that a little bit, with Dovi and him both on the soft, and then the hard being that Mark chose, as well as a harder tire for Petrosa. You would think that the hard tire would take a few more laps to get up temperature. The Michelins, as they've talked about this year, there's not a whole lot of difference between the soft, medium, and hard compound tires. The only thing between really the soft and the hard, the two extremes, is the hard takes a few more laps to get up temperature, and it should last a little bit longer. But the riders can have a big effect on that, and that's always been the case. It was the same in my era. I'd always run usually a softer tire than everyone else and just manage it. With throttle control, manage it with lean angle, making sure I didn't put too much stress on the tire too early in the race unless it was necessary on the very edge grip and kind of hurt my edge grip. Same thing with spinning. It's not the compound that you worry about so much. It's the carcass of the tire to worry about getting too much heat into too fast or too much, because that's what maintains heat in the tire and really overworks the tire and gets it beyond its really comfortable working limit. And so the rider can have such a huge effect on that. In this modern era with electronics help with a rider in that in so many ways, being a little smoother. If they're not real smooth, if they're more of an aggressive rider, you can manage that aggression with electronics to a point. If you have to manage it too much, then it certainly hurts the rider's acceleration, and it hurts him being able to maximize his performance. So in the race, as we saw, Lorenzo got out front. He was not able to really maintain that pace. The other riders kind of closed up, and then you saw Dovi get in the mix, and it looked like that Mark was just controlling it pretty easily, and I really thought that he had a probably better than 75% chance of pulling this win off. But as I saw late in the race, especially those last couple laps, how Dovi just really was using his head, that experience. And that's one thing I'm impressed with him over these last few years, especially last year and this year, is how well he's really thinking about the decisions he's making on the racetrack. And so that going into that last lap, you knew what was going to happen. If Dovi was in front, that Mark was going to obviously pull in an aggressive move at some point. And coming into the last two corners, after everyone else had dropped back, the mistake that Valentino had made in turn one, he was back there. No one really else was in contention, really besides Dovi and Mark. You could see that Mark was going to try to make that pass going in the last corner. The only thing from, and I was right there with him, and he picked up the throttle and he got by Dovi, and he made the one mistake that you can't make in that situation is go in too far, which allows Dovi to be able to ease up, square the corner, and get a better drive and win the race, which was a great, great result for him and the Ducati. But Mark, you know, he was fine with it because he still got a two-point more gap on second place, and so that was it. Great ride, great race. I enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to the next one. Hope you are too.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.